Hi, I'm Ned Sullivan, president of Scenic Hudson. Tidal wetlands are among the most productive and protective ecosystems on the planet. For thousands of years, they have successfully adapted to changes in sea levels. But along the Hudson River, they now face an unprecedented threat. Rates of sea level rise approximately twice the global average. Making matters worse, these rates are expected to increase over the coming century. What's at stake? For starters, tidal wetlands provide some of the most important fish, wildlife, and plant habitats in the Hudson Valley. They also act as enormous sponges, soaking up impurities from stormwater runoff before it can pollute the river. And their ability to capture and store large amounts of water makes them excellent buffers from flooding, protecting waterfront properties and vital infrastructure. With so many benefits, it's imperative to ensure the survival of the river's 7,000 acres of tidal wetlands. Scenic Hudson has just completed a study that offers a roadmap for taking the swift and strategic action needed to protect them. The study was spearheaded by Scenic Hudson's Director of Conservation Science, Dr. Sasha Spector, and conservation scientist Nava Tabak. It shows how the Hudson's tidal wetland will respond to a range of sea level scenarios in future decades. It concludes that the total area of wetlands could be sustained or even increased if allowed to migrate into adjacent upland areas. Based on these findings, Scenic Hudson has created an action plan to conserve the wetlands and enable them to adapt. The plan, to be released later this month at the New York State Land Conservation Summit, maps the pathways needed to allow wetlands to expand inland. It also prioritizes undeveloped areas best suited for protection. The good news is that a relatively small number of areas and properties hold the keys to the future of the river's tidal wetlands. In the coming months, Scenic Hudson will incorporate the action plan into its own conservation efforts, as well as continue our collaboration with state agencies and other research and not-for-profit organizations. Together, we can apply the study's findings to target the protection of critical lands. The study also will help inform the restoration of critical wetland areas and provide data essential for implementing new policy and planning efforts in riverfront communities. Further, it will guide research that will advance our ability to protect these irreplaceable resources. In combination with strategies contained in the state's new Community Risk and Resilience Act and ongoing local efforts in coastal adaptation, this plan provides reasons for hope for the future of the Valley's world-class habitat and our riverfront cities and towns. One thing's for sure, we have no time to lose. This is Ned Sullivan signing off in the Hudson Valley.